cut in for school or for?
Cut in for school, actually, this one. Got my backpack on.
Were you on that punt coverage team? The punt return team when Adrian blocked that one out there to you?
No, we was in punt safe.
Okay.
So, yes, we had our starting corners out there. But, hey, I was on punt return. I was on the punt return team. But, yeah, I was on the sideline for that one.
Do you remember that from that?
From that whole game?
Or that play?
It was just one of them things. You just didn't really expect anything off the play. You know, we was in punt safe, you know. So it was just waiting for them to punt it down, you know, maybe get a fair catch and get the offense on the field. And I remember everyone just jumping up and down. And, I mean, it was my freshman year, my true freshman year. So it was a crazy experience.
What's that environment like from what you remember?
Oh, man, that was my second road game other than Iowa State. And it was a crazy experience. And then I got just a funny story. Me and Keenan was we missed the specialist group that went out. So me and Keenan had to go out by ourselves. And, you know, two true freshmen, and someone let us out. And we were just getting yelled, just getting drilled. And it was, to this day, it's been the funniest experience of my life, just because me and Keenan, two freshmen, just going out there, you know, second road game, Happy Valley, and it was real funny.
Do you remember anything that was said?
I don't think I can say it. I mean, I remember just, we had about this much to walk through, because it was just fans on both sides of us, we had to squeeze through there, yeah, in my ears. I remember looking back at Keenan, and Keenan was just like, it was funny. We got on the field and we were just laughing about it.
Smack talk is a little bit interesting this week with the Penn State linebacker saying Iowa is a wrestling school, not a football school. You got to be careful with that, don't you? I mean, I'm sure that'll be on a bulletin board in there today.
Yeah. I mean, we don't really get into that. So, I mean, I honestly couldn't tell you, no. We don't really get into that stuff. You know, like Coach said, in past season, doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't matter about this series. You know, this 5 years ago and 3 years ago stuff, because, you know, it's two new teams. And, you know, we're going out there on Saturday and we're going to, you know, compete against each other. And it's, you know, what happened in the past doesn't matter.
Is it hard as a corner? Because that's sort of the nature of being a corner. I think Sean likes to talk a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, if you get corners and receivers, you know, they can do their talking. But, you know, that's the type of player he is.
Right.
I'm a different type of player. So, you know, I'm out there. I'm just trying to make plays. I sort of, you know, keep quiet to myself and, you know, just try to make some plays for my team.
Are you guys, does it matter who plays quarterback for Penn State? I mean, they seem similar. I mean, they're different bodies, different players a little bit. I think Bolden probably moves a little bit better. But they're similar guys. Can you prepare for both? You prepare for one?
I mean,
what is your film work like this week?
I think you can prepare for both. You know, you just got to – no matter what, they have great players around them. You know, the running backs are good. The receivers are real talented.
Mm-hmm.
And they're big. So, I mean, no matter who you put back there, you know, you got to be ready for them. And they're gonna put the ball in their playmakers. And – you know, it doesn't matter which quarterback it is. Like you said, you know, Bolden, he's a little bit more, like, you know, agile or elusive or whatever. But, you know, we've played teams in the past with two quarterbacks. You know, we've prepared well for them, and we'll be ready on Saturday.
Do you notice any, like, glaring differences in their scheme when, like, let's say they have Bolden out there for a series or when they have McGlynn out there? Do you notice any major differences as far as what they want to do?
I mean, I think the good job of his offense is, you know, sticking to their game plan.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they may do some things different, but you know, overall, I think it's just a lot of the same stuff. Just because, you know, they stick to their game plan and they know what they want to do. And you know, as a defense, we got to make them adjust and do stuff different.
What's different are you guys now defensively than you were at the start of the season?
I think we're a lot better. You know, we're competing a lot more. And we got people in different positions. You know, we move people around. You know, we're comfortable with it right now. I think we're gelling together very nice. And, you know, I think we came a long way from the first game, but we still got a lot to improve on. You know, every week is a new mission and a new team we have to prepare for. And I think we came a long way so far. We got to keep building off that.
A lot of years, Norm was 4-3. Go ahead, give us what you got. He seems to be a little bit more flexible now with 3-4 and some nickel and dime packages. How are you guys comfort-wise with that stuff?
Well, I mean, we work on that stuff all the time in practice. You know, camp, we work on that, like, like we're, I mean, that's the most time we ran, you know, diamond nickel was in camp. And we work on that stuff all the time. So, you know, whatever they're willing to do, whatever they tell us to do, we'll be ready for anything.
Kirk talked about maybe when BJ comes back, you guys even will be a little bit more versatile and have depth in that back end.
Yeah.
Do you sense that there's a lot of guys closer in that same kind of category?
Yeah, I mean, like I said in camp, you know, we was all competing for spots, and we had a lot of people. You know, we had good backups, and we had the starters were competing, and I think when BJ comes back, I know he'll be ready, and he'll be out there competing against, you know, even the starters. So we'll have a lot of good depth.
Why do you think Iowa's been so successful against Penn State in the recent years?
I mean, I think we just took it one game at a time. You know, we just knew that Penn State's going to go out there, and it's, you know, sort of a rivalry. And, you know, you just got to go out there and you got to compete against them, whoever makes the least amount of mistakes and, you know, has the plays the game with the most effort is going to win the game. And I think that, you know, here at Iowa, we build off that, and that's what we try to do is, you know, play mistake-free and, you know, just play with a lot of effort and toughness. And, you know, I think, you know, the last couple of years we've done that pretty good. But, you know, this year's two new teams, and, you know, it doesn't matter in the past games. And we just know that it's going to be a close game. We've got to play 60 minutes.